Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Patriots Podcast. This is the Week 16 Preview Edition. Sean here with JJ.
Hello!
All right, we are wrapping up the season pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah, it's going quick.
Week 16 already, it's the holiday season. Pats are playing the Jets at home at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve, Saturday. Games got moved to Saturday because of Christmas the following day. So, a little bit of a short week for us, but it's... Actually, the Jets played on Saturday last week, so they got a full week. Schedule makers, are you trying to screw us over?
I think we're just playing. I think we're, 17-point favorites?
17-point favorites the Patriots are hosting the Jets, and Bryce Petty coming to town for his third career start. And
yep.
He got knocked out of last week's game with a chest injury.
Just can't get rid of Fitzpatrick, no matter what they do.
Yeah, I know, right? So, I mean, they're even thinking about dressing all three of their quarterbacks, dressing Fitzpatrick, Bryce Petty, and the rookie Christian Hackenberg, just because they don't trust that they can keep those guys healthy.
Yeah.
They don't want to run out of quarterbacks.
They can't really trust anything right now, so.
Yeah, the Jets have basically fallen apart the second half of the season. They're not like they were terribly good in the first half, but after last season's, when they were like 10-6, 9-7 last year.
Something like that.
I think they were 10-6. They were a pretty good team. I mean, they beat the Patriots this exact week a season ago that had real implications for the Patriots in the playoff run. But this year, it has just not worked out in their favor. Eric Decker got injured, and Darrell Revis has been banged up, hasn't been himself. The whole defense, pass defense, is terrible. They're like 31st in this league or something in passing DVOA on defense. That's one of those fancy stats.
DVOA?
DVOA.
DVOA.
Yeah. Don't
okay.
Ask me what that stands for. But they...
It's just bad.
Apart. Yeah, there's
it's
a reason
bad.
That they're 17-point dogs.
This you talk about a team basically giving up on themselves. You know, I don't know if you heard about the Sheldon Richardson comment. I mean, that kind of just says it all for me.
What did you say?
What's going on the team? So they had one of the teammates or something. I don't know the exact story, but this is before the game, someone Snapchatted Sheldon Richardson basically saying something along the lines of, fuck this game, where the hoe's at?
Wow.
So that's before the game. So you could see that they got pretty much their asses kicked in that game, giving up 34 to Miami, so pretty much see that they don't give a shit, clearly.
No.
They don't fucking care about the game. They don't care about fucking anything. Here's a guy, he's on his last year going into his free agency, and he's doing shit like this. I mean, that could cost him $20 million.
Yeah, pretty easily. He seems
literally
a bit of a head case himself.
So they're talking about benching him. I don't know really what happened with that, but... You know, Mo Wilkerson, we've heard of rumors that he's not even going to meetings and showing up to practice when he doesn't feel like it, shit like that. They still have Leonard Williams, but overall, it's just, it's a mess.
It's a real mess.
It's a mess.
It's a veteran team. There's a lot of guys that are around the 30-year-old mark, and I mean, that means you're not going to improve. Those guys aren't going to get much better.
Right.
So this team needs to be blown up, basically immediately.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means for Todd Bowles, because I think a lot of it has to do with some of these personnel decisions, giving out big money to all kinds of dudes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes that shit just doesn't work out. Sometimes people get old.
Yeah.
Faster than you expect, like David Harris.
Yeah. I mean, Mo wasn't happy, and then they signed him to a big contract, and he still doesn't seem happy. It's like, what else do you do in that situation?
Yeah, what'd you expect? Should have traded him.
They shelled out all kinds of money to Revis, and you know he just hasn't been producing. You know, whether it's because of an injury, whether it's because of his age, who knows?
Motivation could be a combination of all kinds
of
factors.
Could be all that shit. I mean, there's so many things in there. So, you know,
I expect us to attack this team through the air and have mucho success.
I would think so. I mean, you look at what Miami did. Matt Moore, okay. Matt Moore went 12 for 18 for 236 and 4 touchdowns, 1 interception.
Wow. He was averaging like 15 yards an attempt.
That's not their starting quarterback. That is their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And he played almost lights out. I mean, you know, Jarvis Landry, 3 for 108 and a touchdown. Kenny Stills had 1 for 52 and a touchdown. Sims had 4 for 31 and 2 touchdowns. They didn't really run the ball because they didn't really need to run the ball. They scored 13 in the second quarter, 21 in the third quarter.
Woof,
you know,
man.
Now, I will say that going into the last time we played the Jets, we were expecting a big flop. We were expecting to kick the shit out of them because they suck, which is fine. And that's kind of what we're expecting now. Even we have even more of a reason to expect that now, because after they played us, they pretty much, that was their last hurrah, it seemed like, and have, like we said, fallen apart even more since then.
Yep.
So it's okay to expect that we should kick the shit out of them. We just need, we need to win this game, though.
Yeah, very important for our playoff seeding.
Just, we know what we need to do. They still have to do it.
You got to think they can take care of business against this team.
I mean, yeah, they're 4-10. You have to think they're going to. I mean, I don't even know what they're going to do. Well, what the hell are the Jets going to do? I have no idea, but I think we should kick the shit out of them.
Yeah, they're going to be starting a second-year quarterback, Bryce Petty, and the offensive line is missing Ryan Clady, it's missing Brian Winters, and it's missing Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be sending the dogs on them. We mentioned Eric Decker being out. We're going to have to cover Brandon Marshall. He's a tiny bit banged up, not terribly bad. And they got Bilal Powell, who's a good back, especially coming out of the backfield. And then they got Quincy Enunwa, who's been playing phenomenal this season.
He really has been.
So there are some pieces there, but the lack of an offensive line and a newbie at quarterback,
yeah,
it kind of spells disaster for them, especially the way our defense has been playing the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The pressure we've been getting on quarterbacks, the tight coverage we've been able to play, and we've been stuffing running games as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the Jets have a phenomenal running game, but like last time we played them, they had 23 carries for 64 yards. So
yeah.
Nothing too impressive. They're only like 12th in the league. Yeah, they're 12th in the league in rushing yards. So they haven't been doing terrible, but I expect us to be able to bottle that up, especially against the depleted offensive line, and then we can go sack the quarterback.
Just get after him. Beat the shit out of him, as I always say. Bury him. Bury him on the field.
Yeah. I want to see all three quarterbacks from them.
6 feet under, 3 tombstones on the sidelines. No, I'm kidding. That's a little much. Yeah, and then you talk about defensively. You know, they're 26th in defense. They're letting up 25.6 points a game. And they're in the teens or 20s for the rest of the defensive statistics. They're giving up 32 sacks. You know, they're not good.
It's not a good team.
There's not much we can really keep harping on except that they are not good.
I don't know how it fell apart so fast for them.
I mean, they got a bunch of decent players.
Yeah, it just went down the tubes.
Todd Bowles just lost the team. I thought he was a good coach, too. It's too bad. But, I mean, we should really take it to him. Like you said, our offense should obliterate this defense the way they've been hanging on, and our defense really shouldn't give. I mean, they're 30th in offense.
Yeah.
You know, and that's leading up to them putting in Bryce Petty. So that number is going to be even worse at the end of the season, you would think.
You would think so.
The
defense definitely has talent. Leonard Williams has been playing pretty well this season. He's a second-year player, former top 10 overall pick at USC. Kind of a clone of Muhammad Wilkerson. I mean, they're incredibly similar body types. I think Wilkerson's a better rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sheldon Richardson, who knows? He should get benched.
He's probably going to get benched. Everyone's bullshit about that.
Yeah, they should be. And then I mentioned David Harris, older linebacker, heavy feet. Darren Lee might be a little banged up. He's the other inside linebacker that they have.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rookie, absolute wheels, coming out of Ohio State. Now it looks like he's healthy. And on the edge, and they don't have like real edge rushers. They really never have.
They really haven't.
Calvin Pace was the guy that was just a middling outside linebacker for them for so many years. He's not there anymore. And then a cornerback, you obviously got Revis, and opposite him is Buster Skrine, who's been a pretty good player in the league. They also played Daryl Roberts a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a former Patriot who had an up-and-down game last time we played them.
Yep.
And then at safety, Calvin Pryor and Rontez Miles. Haven't heard of him before. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just, as long as we block Mo and Leonard Williams, I feel pretty confident we can move the ball
through the air especially, but also on the ground. We've been moving the ball on the ground pretty well recently.
Kind of however we want. Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's not much. So basically, we have to win the game and stay healthy.
That is the goal. That's the goal. The Pats are, what, 4-3-1 in the division right now?
Yep.
We already have the division locked up, so that's not really that important. But the conference record is important for tie-breaking procedures.
Right.
So we have one loss to the NFC and one loss in the AFC. So that puts us in a decent spot. Unfortunately, the Raiders, our main competition for a first round or for home field advantage, also have one loss in the NFC. So if we were to lose in the AFC, that would match up our conference records with them. And then I think it goes to common games.
I thought it goes to strength of schedule.
Oh, is that where it goes?
Maybe. I'm not 100% on that, but I think so. So yeah, it's we need to win. That's what it comes down to. We need to win this. We need to win Miami. We can't do what we did last year, and we'll be fine.
Need to win this one because
right. Who knows? Oakland might win one.
Is always tough, and
it is.
They're going to be playing for their playoff lives in that game, so they're going to have a ton on the line.
Yep. And you don't know. I mean, you win this game, Oakland might drop their next game. Do we even know who they're playing? They're playing Indianapolis.
Yeah, and then at the last week of the season, they're playing in Denver.
Right. So those
Denver might be playing for a playoff spot.
Absolutely. I mean, these are two teams that Oakland's playing that are, like you just said, they're playing for their lives. So it's not like they're going to be cakewalks. They're not playing the Browns.
Yeah.
Actually, the Browns, you know, they're trying to win. So
yeah, Browns do not want to be in that terrible club.
Yeah,
of winless teams.
One thing we didn't say anything about, we haven't touched upon yet, was the Malcolm Floyd ordeal.
Michael Floyd.
I'm sorry. So those of you who don't know, I'm sure you all do. Michael Floyd is a receiver for Arizona. He's had one or two pretty good seasons. I can't say very good, but pretty good seasons. 800 plus yards, several TDs. He's a tall, you know, pretty fast receiver. Got caught drunk driving, basically passed out behind the wheel. Cops found him. No good there. Got arrested. Arizona cut him. We immediately signed him, and now he's on the team.
Yep. I mean,
and, you know, it's kind of interesting. All of a sudden, we have a new wrinkle to the offense in week 15.
He's a different receiver than we have.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of why they put in the waiver claim on him.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly because, I mean, that was his BAC was at like 0.2. I mean, it was a really egregious DUI. He's already got a DUI from college.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, those are definite concerns. Although we did only pick him up for the remainder of the season because he's going to be a free agent next year.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just trying to get a jump start, being like, maybe they thought they would be interested in him in free agency this coming year. And they're like, well, why not give him a tryout now? That way we don't have to extend a big contract to figure out if he fits in our system.
Yeah.
Could be something like that.
They did just release the police video. I didn't get to see it yet, but some people said he was pretty wasted. He was fucking out of it. 0.2, like you said, that's fucked.
Yeah, he was hammered. He passed out at an intersection.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, everyone, you know, I've talked to a few people, how would they sign someone that just did that after a team just cut him? Well, the Patriots, for whatever reason, drunk driving isn't something that they seemed, I mean, I'm sure they take it seriously, but it's not something that they punish people as seriously for.
Has that happened to other people, other Patriots?
Alan Branch.
Alan Branch got a Dewey?
That's how we got him. So a couple years ago, before you don't remember that? Before we got him, he was found passed out in his fucking car.
Wow.
Before training camp or during training camp or something. They cut him. We picked him up, and the rest is history.
Man, imagine how much alcohol it would take to get
to bring that guy down. Yeah, I know, right?
He must be laced with tranquilizers.
And I think there's other guys in the past too, but you know, that's pretty it's funny, it's interesting, you know, a team that has been trying to do things by the book, especially since Aaron Hernandez, but that one they give you a second chance. So
interesting. Yeah. I get, well, Chandler Jones was a different scenario.
Yeah.
Given that he's a very, very good player. And it was
a playoff game.
What was it, synthetic marijuana?
Yeah, and it was before a playoff game. Yeah. But they didn't even cut him just because of that.
Yeah. But Michael Floyd, his addition to the offense, I mean, he was inactive against the Broncos. And, I mean, you'd expect that for a guy that was probably still a little hungover by that game.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an outside-the-numbers receiver, and we don't have one of those guys. The closest we have is Malcolm Mitchell, and he's I mean, kind of, but Malcolm Mitchell isn't as tall. He's not as big. He's not the like jump ball leaper that Michael Floyd is.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a different dimension for us offensively that probably has a good deal to do with why he's on the team now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's kind of similar to what they had in Arizona. He played a certain role there. Like, they have Larry Fitzgerald do the underneath stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had J.J. Nelson go deep and John Brown go deep.
Yep.
And then they would have Michael Floyd play on the boundary. And so maybe we're thinking we would do a similar thing where we've seen Chris Hogan get deep. We all mm-hmm. know what Julian Edelman does close to the line of scrimmage, and maybe we're just looking for another wrinkle.
Yeah.
And maybe he never sees the field. Who knows? Everyone's off their rocker about his $1.2 million for the last three games of the season.
Yeah.
We have that money.
I know. Who cares?
Yeah, we were going to roll over to next year, if anything, and we already have like $40 or $60 million in cap room next year.
$60 million, and they just raised it another $10.
Yeah. So it wasn't a huge risk. I mean, it would have been a bigger risk to sign him to like a three-year deal in the offseason.
Right.
So this way we just get a quick tryout. Maybe I'm apologizing for the Pats. Maybe I'm rationalizing this move, but I don't see a huge downside on
No,
that.
I mean it's just now if this guy does see the field and he can play like he has in the past, you know, now teams have to figure out what the fuck we're going to do with him.
Yeah.
That's really all in my mind. All right, you got another wrinkle. Go for it. Why not?
Definitely could be interesting to see if they use him this week against the Jets in a game that we should handle.
Yeah, it would be a nice tryout for the guy. Yeah.
Work him in a little bit in a lower stress situation, maybe if we had a lead late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other roster? No, that was the only. Well, we cut Griff Whalen in order to make room for Michael Floyd, and then we cut Woodrow Hamilton in order to activate Jacoby Brissett from the IR.
Ah, yep.
So they really want Brissett around the team.
They do.
He was on the IR, but then they kept him traveling with the team. They kept him on the sideline during games, and now mm-hmm. they went the full distance and activated him from the IR so he could continue to practice.
Doesn't sound good for Jimmy G, but who knows?
Oh, Jimmy deserves to start somewhere.
He does.
He's ready for that.
Yeah.
And with a year left on his contract, the Pats have all kinds of leverage trading him. And then we got another quarterback waiting in the wings, so we don't have to make a move until we really want one.
Yeah, exactly.
And from some of the teams that we've seen out there, I mean, we're going to be facing one this Saturday. Quarterbacks are very valuable, and people will give you $72 million to Brock Osweiler.
For nothing.
And then quit on him 15 weeks into the season.
Yep, for essentially nothing.
So
yeah.
I would expect Jimmy to be drawing some serious interest.
Mm-hmm. So for games this weekend, we got some stuff. We got the Giants versus Philly
things.
Thursday night.
See
what Giants.
The G-men keep rolling.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
Me neither.
Miami at Buffalo. That's kind of got some playoff implication, but not much.
Oh, I mean, for sure it does. Well, Buffalo is basically out, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
But Miami has a couple teams on their heels. They got the Broncos chasing them. They got the Ravens chasing them. And then the Texans/Titans also. So
surprising they're in that spot, but hey, good for them.
Talk about Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, especially considering their record earlier in the season, but they really put together a strong streak here, and they're playing with Matt Moore. They're playing without Ryan Tannehill, and they were able to get a win last week. They got a win the previous week when Tannehill did get hurt. And now they're going into Buffalo to face Rex Ryan with his back firmly against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Firmly.
Yeah. But Rex is usually good in those situations.
Yeah, and it's in Buffalo. I mean, in Buffalo in December for the Dolphins is a difficult spot to be in unless it's 0-2 and you got Ricky Williams.
Yeah, right.
I'm exactly. going way back.
We got Atlanta at Carolina. Atlanta's pretty much in. So
let's see if Atlanta puts up another 40 spot. I don't know why Matt Ryan's not getting more MVP chatter. I don't understand. He's been unbelievable, and he's played without Julio Jones for like the last month, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. He has been playing well. So if they put up some more big numbers, possibly. Washington and Chicago. Is Washington's kind of fighting for a spot, but not.
They're basically out.
They're basically out.
Kind of.
San Diego, Cleveland. Hopefully Cleveland takes a win.
Yeah. Yeah. You hate to see that.
Yeah, exactly.
But if the Niners are sitting there at 1-13, So I don't know how they decide those.
Right.
I mean, Myles Garrett is worth it. Myles Garrett, the defensive end who's coming out of Texas A&M. You want that dude.
Yeah, you think so? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Still, I don't know. Is your pride worth it?
I think so, yeah. Everybody remembers the 08 Lions. You don't want to be that team.
Exactly. Green Bay versus Minnesota. Green Bay is fighting for that division.
Have they won four straight?
Yeah, they've been doing well. Aaron Rodgers is finally looking like a good quarterback again.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Minnesota's a game behind Green Bay, and
the Lions are a game in front of Green Bay, I believe.
Right. So they both could use a win.
Yeah.
We got Tennessee at Jacksonville. Tennessee should kick the shit out of them and keep rolling on that one.
Hopefully after Jacksonville just dropped their coach.
Yeah. The second coaching casualty of the year.
Can you imagine getting fired minutes after the game?
I know, right?
Right after the game.
They showed him shaking hands, and they were like, he just got canned. It was like,
ugh.
Does he even know? does the whole world know before this guy? Poor bastard. Well, I'm sure he's not poor, but Indianapolis at Oakland, as we were saying, that's a big game.
Yeah, we are going to be big Colts fans on Saturday.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far, but yes.
Okay, anti-Raiders fans? How about that?
Yeah, exactly. We know Oakland's situation. Indy's fighting for a spot. They're a game behind Tennessee, so that's big for them. Mm-hmm. San Fran at L.A. is awful. Tampa Bay at New Orleans is kind of bad. Tampa Bay has a chance at the playoffs?
Yeah. Tampa Bay is at 8-6. They could definitely get into the 6th seed.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants basically have that 5th seed locked up.
Right.
So it's just going to be a matter of all those teams battling for that 6th spot.
That's hilarious. Arizona is at Seattle. Seattle has probably got a comfortable lead in that division, so that's not too exciting.
Yeah, they already locked up that division.
But yeah.
I think if they win one more game, maybe two.
if they win out, they definitely get home field.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely want to, because Atlanta's sitting there at 9-5, Seattle's 9-4-1, so they can't afford a slip up.
Okay, all right. Cincinnati's going to Houston. Cincinnati's hopes are crushed. Houston is tied for the division lead.
Yeah, they're tied for the division lead with the Titans, and Houston's going to be starting Tom Savage for the first time at quarterback.
Oh, right. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Here we go.
Wouldn't it be great if he's just, like, unbelievable? Or not even unbelievable, but just okay?
Yeah.
To the point that offense isn't as anemic as it has been?
I know, right? That'd be awesome. Then for Sunday games,
we got
some good goddamn games. Yeah, Baltimore at Pitt. That's basically for the division.
Pretty much. Because Baltimore is a game behind, but I'd have to see what their divisional records are.
Yeah, so that could essentially be for the division. We know what Baltimore Pitt always brings. Last year was a hard-hitting game. The year before that's a hard-hitting game. It was a hard-hitting game since Baltimore became a franchise.
Pretty much.
Then the next one, Sunday night, Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City fighting for the division. Denver fighting for a playoff spot.
Doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah,
I hope you guys weren't planning to, you know, talk with family on Christmas Day, because those are two phenomenal games, or watch basketball.
Sean's telling you what he's going to be doing Christmas Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
No contact.
No conversations. I am going to be busy.
Yeah, so that's a big game. And then, once again on Monday night, Dallas is playing Detroit. Another big playoff implication game. Dallas is fighting to keep their spot going for home field advantage, I believe, in Detroit.
I think they have it locked up.
Do they?
Oh, no, because because the division. Yeah.
Yeah, to the Giants. And then Detroit is fighting to keep off, you know, Green Bay, Minnesota, that whole gang. So, once again, Dallas is in fucking primetime. I feel like out of, 14 weeks, they've played primetime 10 weeks.
Yeah, seems like it. Well, they got flexed on Sunday night a few times. But, yeah, especially recently. They had, a Thursday night game mixed in there, too.
The NFL just loves playing them on TV when they're good. Well, they want them to be good so bad.
It's America's team, man.
Yeah.
And plus, Jerry Jones is scheming behind the scenes at all times.
At all times.
Absolutely. But definitely some good games, especially on Sunday and Monday. So it'll be exciting.
Hopefully. Yeah.
We'll take out the Jets like no tomorrow. +17 or -17. That's...
I mean, is this a college football game?
I know. I mean, this is the NFL. I feel like I haven't seen that in a long time, so we'll see what happens.
Wow. Yeah. That is a big old spread. Yeah, this will be a real fun weekend of football games, and we want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to all you guys tuning in. Thank you. We really appreciate it here. You know, we just passed 100 episodes.
Wow.
100 episodes. Thank you guys for making this happen.
We appreciate it.
And so here's to hopefully another Patriots win, Raiders loss. First, home field advantage clinching. That'd be great. It'd be a terrific Christmas gift for me on Christmas Eve. And that way we can all be happy, you know, because hanging out with family and sharing gifts and good times, that's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We need a little bit more.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That'll do it for us. We will be back next week to recap these games. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Adios.